From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Japanese voters are going to the polls for a general election. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition is expected to win the two-thirds supermajority it held in parliament's lower house before Abe dissolved the chamber in September. A coalition victory in the snap election would likely ensure Mr. Abe continues as Japan's prime minister. Opinion polls indicate voters consider Abe's government a safe choice as the country deals with anxiety over North Korea's nuclear and missile development. The Spanish government aggressively moved to stop Catalonia's growing independence movement on Saturday. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy announced plans to dissolve the regional government, remove elected leaders as soon as possible, and hold new elections. As nearly 500,000 people protested in Barcelona, Catalonia's biggest city, Catalan President Carles Puigdemont denounced Rajoy's decision.
The Catalan institutions and the people of Catalonia cannot accept this attack. The humiliation sought by the Spanish government as a guardian of all Catalan public life, from the government to the public media, is incompatible with a democratic attitude and is situated outside the rule of law.
Puigdemont stopped short of declaring regional independence, as he threatened to do earlier in the week. More than 50 Egyptian security personnel have died during a clash with suspected Islamist militants. The government says the militants opened fire on the group during a raid on their hideout in the western desert. 15 militants also died in the attack. Egypt is currently fighting an Islamist insurgency in northern Sinai. From Washington, this is VOA News. An Afghan military spokesman says a suicide blast Saturday outside the Afghan Military Academy in Kabul killed at least 15 cadets and wounded several others. Maya Bush has the story.
The Taliban insurgency has claimed responsibility for the minibus bombing, saying the attack was part of its Mansouri insurgent operations underway against Afghan forces and their foreign backers. The attack came a day after an Islamic State suicide bomber stormed a crowded Shiite Muslim mosque in the city, killing 50 worshippers and wounding dozens more. On Friday, a suicide bomber killed 33 people at a mosque in the central province of Ghor. That attack killed a pro-government former Afghan jihadi commander and members of his group who were offering prayers at the mosque. A string of militant bombings and battlefield raids across Afghanistan this week has killed more than 200 people, mostly members of Afghan security forces. Maya Bush, VOA News.
Authorities in Niger say at least a dozen paramilitary police have been killed in an attack similar to the one that killed 4 U.S. Green Beret and 4 Nigerian troops on October 4th. Officials say Saturday's attack took place in the same area. Reports said the attackers were heavily armed with guns and rocket launchers. The attackers left when Nigerian military reinforcements showed up. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a statement praising the Syrian Democratic Forces for recapturing the city of Raqqa from ISIS control. Marissa Melton has the story. We'll get back to Marissa in a little bit. In other news, after widespread shock and condemnation, the head of the World Health Organization said Saturday he is rethinking his appointment of Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe as a goodwill ambassador. He made the statement via Twitter. The 93-year-old Mugabe, the world's oldest head of state, faces U.S. sanctions over his government's human rights abuses. The United States called the appointment of Mugabe by WHO's first African leader disappointing. The Chinese government says the country's unemployment rate has hit its lowest rate at 3.95%. Through September of this year, nearly 11 million new jobs were created, an increase of 300,000 from the previous year. A personal letter found on the body of a man killed in the sinking of the Titanic sold at auction on Saturday for a record $166,000. The letter is one of the last known to have survived the sinking and still carries stains from its time in the Atlantic. Written by first-class passenger Alexander Oscar Holverson on embossed Titanic-class onboard stationery, the letter told his mother about the trip. From Washington, this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.